Hello.
How are you?
I accidentally FaceTime videoed you for a split second, which was almost a disaster.
Scandalous, because I'm in the tub.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Linda?
Yeah.
I am also in the tub.
Are you really?
Yep.
Splash, splash, splash. In our 30s. It is Friday.
Oh,
6 o'clock.
God, I'm so tired. So tired,
we
Linda.
Are both in the tub.
We're so cool.
Oh, I'm so happy.
The Cool Young People podcast. Everybody's in the tub.
Oh, my God. That makes me so happy. I just did my boot camp workout, and at the end of it, the trainer was like...
Wait. Is boot camp the same as the 45, 40, 50? So they have a special branded workout? What's the name of the place again?
It's called F45.
F45, thank you.
Yeah.
I was not trying to make some joke. I genuinely couldn't remember what it was.
No, it's all good. I was just trying to like not act like I'm super into it.
That's fine.
Anyways, the
trainer...
It's
both fine to be super into it and fine to want to not act like you're super into it. It's all fine.
Yeah, it's fine. She went around the room and was like, good job, so-and-so. Good job, so-and-so. And then she just goes... You okay, Linda?
Oh, boy. Dragged. You're like, lady, I am 34, so shut up. Are you 33?
Like, 34, 33? Well, there's a woman in the class who's definitely in her 50s and was kicking my ass today. But you know, like, at the end of a workout sometimes when you get that real brain fog going, where you just, like, can't even realize when people are talking to you and you like zone out and just kind of like are standing in the middle of a room like looking at your phone.
I don't know if I've had that experience. When I'm at the end of a hard workout, I just feel like I'm going to die, and I feel like all of my faculties are focused on, am I dying? Is this a heart attack? Is this what a heart attack feels like?
Well, and then you're very probably present, smart enough to just like, you're probably smart enough to just like lay down and write it out.
Yes. Yeah,
instead, I get up and start pretending like I'm a normal citizen who can just walk.
Hello, it's me, Linda, normal lady.
Nope.
I always wobble like this. That's just how I walk.
That's just how I walk.
You're like talking to a poster on the wall that you think is a person.
Exactly.
Bump into a post and be like, well, excuse you.
Handsy.
So what was your workout?
What
roasted you so bad?
Well, so on Tuesday and Thursday, it's strictly like weights where they're kind of more focused on your form and technique and stuff. And I really like Tuesday and Thursdays. The other days are the days that I force myself to go to so that I get in shape. It's like more of a high intensity thing.
This is where they're like, time to do a Tabata or an AMRAP.
Yes.
I'm going to AMRAP my Tabata all the way around.
So they mix in, you know, a bunch of like squat jumps and other things that just make your heart fucking explode. It's like designed to hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah. I can sympathize a little bit. I'm obviously not going to work out anywhere. I guess I shouldn't say obviously. I've still not gone back to work out anywhere, and I don't plan to. But yeah. I've been running a little bit with one of my neighbors, and then one day she couldn't do it, so she canceled on me, and I was like, I was watching some Olympics, and I was like, you know what? I don't want the body of a long-distance runner. You look at those marathoners, and you know, no disrespect to anybody, but they kind of look like just a big old skeleton. Like, it's not the body type I'm going for is a long-distance runner. And then I was like, sprinter. Now, sprinter, that's a body type I could go for. I want to be caked up. I want big old buns. I want big old thighs.
Yeah.
That's what I like. For me. And so I was like, I'm gonna go do some sprints instead of going on like, you know, a 3 or 4 mile run like we usually do. I'm just gonna go to the baseball field near my house and just like sprint across, then walk back, sprint across, then walk back. I did that for a little bit. It was hard. I was not running very fast. And then Linda, here's what I thought to myself. I thought, I used to do all these lunges in CrossFit. I used to be, you know, we do lunges with weights, and you do just so many of them.
So good for the butt.
Exactly, so good for the butt. And I do really take some pride in my butt, and I want it to be good. So I was like, I'm just going to lunge all the way across this baseball field. Like, how hard could that be? And I did it. I had to stop quite a few times along the way. I did 20 in a row, then 20 in a row, then 15, 15, 15, and then like some other numbers. But it ended up being like 106 lunges, and it's been 4 days, and I'm still incredibly sore from the lunges. So that's why I'm in my tubby here in Baltimore.
Yep. The same thing happened to me a couple years ago. I went home to see my sister, and she introduced me to one of her workouts where you put like a an empty barbell on your back and you do just like 100 lunges or whatever.
Yeah, it's awful.
And I was like, oh, it's just this thing. I can do that. And then, yeah, it's like couldn't sit on the toilet for a few days type of sore.
Yep. That's where I've been at. Stairs have been fun. Just because I did like 106 lunges or whatever.
Good for you, though, because the next time you do it, it'll be a lot easier.
That's my thought. I figure if I do that once a week, maybe I'll be caked up. I just want to be caked up, Linda.
What is caked up? Is that you've never heard caked up? I have not heard caked up.
That's when you got a big old butt. Then you see you're caked up. You got a big butt back there, like a big old cake.
Am I caked up?
Linda, yeah, as your platonic friend, I don't think I'm allowed to say whether you're caked up or not.
I don't know if it's the kind of thing that one friend can say to the other. Like, is it derogatory?
No, it's not. It ain't derogatory. It's laudatory, let's say.
I'll take it as a yes.
Yeah, let's just say you're not caked up. I can neither confirm nor deny the caked up-ness of your buns, hun.
Oh, we're 2 minutes in and I haven't laughed this hard on a podcast in a long time.
This is 6.5 minutes in, baby. You're in tub time. You're in tub time.
Tub time.
Time gets sucked down that drain.
The world just zipped by.
How many podcasts have we recorded where one of us has been in the tub? Probably like a dozen at this point.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah. I mean, like the pandemic definitely didn't help things.
In terms of tub density?
In terms of not being in the tub.
In terms of tub frequency?
Yeah.
Is that one of the things, like, you know, everywhere sold out of like webcams and stuff? Did everywhere also sell out of bathtubs? Was there a big bathtub shortage?
Yeah.
Everyone tried to put a bathtub in at the beginning of the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. Like backyard kiddie pools.
Oh, actually, that was the whole thing. The stock tank pools. Have you seen the stock tank pools?
No.
So if you're a farmer and you got like a whole herd of cows or whatever to give water to, you buy this big thing called a stock tank, which comes in different sizes, but it's like a big giant metal, like, bowl, basically, pretty much, you know.
Like,
I've seen ones that are like 5-6 feet across, like 2.5 feet deep or something. And a lot of people have been buying those and building them into hot tubs or like pools. Like,
wow.
You just basically get it, you drill a hole in the side, you put a filtration system on it. Bada bing, bada boom. You got a little tub.
A little outdoor
pool situation. Some friends of ours built a stock tank tub, and I haven't gone to hang out in it yet, but I'm going to go in a week and a half or so.
I saw that on My 600 Pound Life.
Oh, my.
Yeah, somebody was using it as a bathtub. And I
somebody tells me this was not for recreation. This was because they needed a big tub.
They were in need of a big
outdoor tub.
Yeah. But so, yeah, my friend, I was in Minneapolis with him and we were like we had a day full of activities, just chock full. And at night we had a few hours to kill before it was bedtime. And so I was like, what, let's find something to watch on the Netflix. And he was like, we just couldn't agree on anything. It was like, no, 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 no. And the only thing we could agree to watch was My 600 Pound
What
Life.
The heck did you go through that either of you said no to where the same human being said yes to My 600 Pound Life? I do not get it.
Well, because I wanted to watch, I don't even remember what I wanted to watch, but he was like, basically the only reality TV that I'll watch is Hoarders or My 600 Pound Life. And so I was like, you know what? I will watch.
Why not Hoarders? Linda, let me ask a question to you. Why not Hoarders? Okay,
we
sure.
One episode of Hoarders and
you're
one
like, por qué no lo dos? Why not both?
Yeah. And on Hoarders, there are so many women named Linda. So many. Like, not even just a couple. There's like at least six in the history.
That's very good. Do you think your name has a connotation to it? Do you think people assume a thing when they hear you're a Linda? Do you think Linda has any baggage associated with it? What kind of baggage is there on a Linda?
It's a real Karen name, you know.
It is a little bit of our parents' generation. My mom's name is Linda.
Yeah, and my mom was going to either call me Linda or Barbara.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh, boy. You dodged a Barbara bullet right there. That was...
You dodged a Barbara bullet.
You dodged a Barbara bullet. It turned into Krusty Krab. Mr. Krab.
But yeah, I'm very grateful that I got Linda. And
I think Linda
really
suits you really well. I think it's a very nice name for you.
Thanks. Yeah, I've always really liked it. It's only in this, like, new generation of boomer white women who are just super racist and horrible, that you want to disassociate yourself with that crowd as much as possible. So, I don't think my name is helping me there, but you know, it's the name I was given.
Ain't nothing saying Linda's got to like other Lindas.
Yeah, exactly.
You can be the anti-Linda Linda.
Yeah. I'm just me.
I've never loved my name. I don't have a problem Andy. With it, but I feel like it sounds kind of childish.
Andy.
And then Andrew sounds so hoity-toity and like, you know, Andrew wears boat shoes and has, you know, spends the weekends on the Cape. Or
Andrew,
you know,
has a mop top, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not an Andrew, I don't think. My one sister calls me Drew, the only person ever to call me Drew. Oh, you have a strong negative reaction to that.
Yeah, I guess it's because like the kinds of guys that I knew in high school and college named Drew were like, how do I say this in a way that isn't triggering to certain listeners? Like the kind of guy that you don't want to be around with an open drink at a party.
Mm. Mm.
They're like looking. Well, I don't want to be that, Linda. Wasted.
That's for sure.
I like Andy. Andy's a great, great name.
I really like my last name. I think Mangold is a strong last name. It's pretty uncommon. It's, you know, Mangold. It's got a lot going on. I like that. I'll give that a solid A. Andy. Yeah. I'm going to give it a C+, B-. This is kind of how I feel about Andy. I'll take it or leave it. You know, I'm not changing it anytime soon, but never been super attached to it.
Mangold is, like, porny.
Okay, well, thanks for ruining that for me. That was
nice. No, but, like, in a fun way.
Oh, in a good way? It's porny in a good way, Linda? Is that what you were going to say?
Hey, I just said that my name is associated with, like, Karen, so it's okay.
I don't think it's so bad. I think it's very stately of you to have a name from a slightly older generation. I feel like it lends some maturity that you're a very mature woman. You always have been. So
yes,
I am. I feel like it suits you, you know?
Yeah. I think that Mangold only makes me think of that because of Goldmember.
Sure. That would do it.
Yeah. It's stupid. Like, why make that association?
How did you feel about the Austin Powers movies when they were released?
Loved them.
I also loved them. I feel like those were some of the movies. I could think of some movies over the course of my life that hit me at the exact right age where I was the exact age to think that Austin Powers was the funniest thing to ever happen. It was like one of the second one. I think Goldmember was the second one, right? There was The Spy Who Shagged Me was number one. Goldmember was number two. I remember like counting down the days to the release weekend Goldmember. It's one of the only movies that I can remember being like, I'm so excited to see this in theaters because I'm not really a movie person. And I wasn't as a kid either. But that hit me
square. I remember going with
square.
My best friends in middle school. Yeah.
Yeah. That hit me right in the age where it was like, this is too funny. I'm going to die laughing.
Yeah. And I bet if we watched them now, they're probably pretty horrendous.
Oh, I think they got to be awful. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to hold up.
It's just like butt and vagina jokes, right? But like,
okay, I mean, to be fair, that's what this podcast is, so we can't, you know, glass houses, etc. Those in glass tubs can't really throw rocks.
But they also, I think, do it in a way that's so over the top. You know, it's not just like but it's like booty booty like all of his
I'm laughing his Linda faces. That was pretty funny. I got a genuine chuckle out of me from that, so I think I'm into it.
Maybe that's my new stage presence. Just go full Austin Powers.
I think the butt and pussy jokes might hold up a little bit. The dick and butt and pussy jokes probably hold up. I don't think the characters are gonna hold up. I think they're gonna be pretty cringy. Like just thinking of Fat Bastard, I'm already cringing a little bit. And even just, I don't know. The one thing I will say about them, though, is I've heard, and I vaguely remember, that for their time, they were extremely progressive with regards to, like, consent and stuff. Because, you know, he's a hoary, slutty little spy man, but I think they actually specifically address consent in the Austin Powers movies.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure.
Is that where the whole "are you horny, baby" thing comes from?
Yeah, exactly. You have to ask. It's, hey, Linda, I just want to say that it's sexy to ask, are you horny?
Yeah, so you just say, are you horny, baby? Mm-hmm. And then if they say, yes, I am horny, baby, then you can proceed to the next level of questioning. But if they say no...
Are you horny, baby is sexy. Yeah. We got to normalize, are you horny, baby?
I actually really like it because it's like, you're not even putting them on the spot yet. You're not even getting to the point yet where you're like, can I touch your boobs?
Right.
You're just like, generally... Are you in this arena with me?
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm not even in the parking lot. And you're like, that's fine. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Time to go. Masturbate in an exotic way. But yeah, if you're not here with me, then I guess I'm going to go. I'm going to bounce.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. That's good to know.
Huh.
What are you going to do this weekend? You got a big, big old weekend next
My
weekend.
My wife is out of town.
Oh, shit.
She is at a weekend-long baby shower, so it's just me and the dog.
Jesus Christ.
It's, you know what, I'm not going to talk about it here. We can maybe talk about it off-air, but this baby shower is a lot. It is very, very extra.
Remember when I was telling you about my baby shower that I had to plan, and it was just like
oh, yeah.
2 hours in a park?
Oh, girl, we can talk off-air about this baby shower, but it is a vibe. It is a thing. So she's away for the weekend. I have... work and also not work to catch up on before we leave next week. So I think I'm going to have a studious, quiet weekend in the home.
You said the house.
I'm going to have a studious, quiet weekend just getting some work done, around the house. I got to get ahead on podcasts for my other podcasts so I can actually take time off to travel next week and see you in New York City.
How behind are we on our podcasts?
I don't think we're technically behind. I think this should have been Tuesdays and it's Friday, but
sick.
Other than that, I think we're on schedule.
Maybe we should record one in person.
Oh, I thought we were definitely doing that. I was kind of planning on it.
Like, like at one of the fancy dinners that we're having with our partners. Mm-hmm. We should just be like, you two talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, that or bring our bathing suit. We'll both pile in your tub and we'll just make it happen.
You do not want to sit in here.
What are you doing in there? Are you a tub peer? Are you peeing in that
no,
tub?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually very clean. I have one of those noses that like smells anything. So if pee has ever been in here ever, I can tell and I can smell it.
Oh, really? Wait, so are you not a pee in the shower person?
No, because of the nose.
I see.
And because I take so many baths. I think that like I used to be.
Oh, but then you're like, I'm peeing in my bathtub.
Yeah.
I usually give the tub a quick scrub real quick. You know, a quick 30 second sponge down before I hop in the tub.
Yeah. This tub is past due for a good scrubbing. Like you can never see the ring around it. Like I don't even let it get like ever that dirty.
That's right. You're a grown up woman. You're mature. You're a Linda. Lindas don't let their tubs get rings.
But I think I stopped peeing in the shower when I had that super tiny, like, airplane bathroom.
Oh, I mean, that's...
in my last apartment.
that bathroom is like, you might as well be peeing all over your whole apartment if you're peeing in that shower.
Well, because it was like shower, and then you take not even a full step. You just turn around and sit down on the toilet. And so I almost peed next to the toilet once when I was in the shower. And it really highlighted for me how fucking lazy it is. I'm like, the toilet's
right there.
Did you just start
while you were in the quote-unquote shower, just, you know, getting wet, sitting on the toilet, doing your business, getting back in the shower?
Yeah, like there were a few times where I'd be in the middle of a shower and I'd have to pee. So I'd just like lift the lid to the toilet, go pee, and then go back to my shower. And then I'm like, why don't I just do this in a normal setting?
Well, because in normal bathrooms, your shower is not contain a toilet. That's the reason why you don't do it in normal settings, Linda.
Right, but it's only like 3 steps. Like right now, it's
Will you get out of the shower in the middle of a shower, walk across your bath mat, go pee?
Yeah, if I have to pee that bad.
Linda, that's shocking. That is
what is more shocking, like bathing your feet in your own urine.
Now apparently that's good for athlete's foot. That's what I hear.
Is that true though?
Apparently, yeah.
I want you to Snopes that.
I can Snopes it. I can reach my computer from this tub. Plus, I'm on the line with you, so there's no one in the house. But if you hear me get electrocuted, just call the police.
Oh God, yeah. Let's not have you die.
I'm not going to get electrocuted. Snopes P. athlete's foot. It's a good thing to have in your Google search history.
Yeah, you're gonna get so many foot cream ads.
There is nothing on Snopes, but we have a response here on some blog about health. Urologist answers 9 questions about urine. Hold on, let's see here. Is it true you can cure athlete's foot with urine? Some people say urine might cure athlete's foot because of the urea it contains. It would have to be a very large amount of urea, more than how much is normally found in urine, for it to be considered useful to treat tinea pedis. So in reality, it probably does not work. I don't like this answer, because what he's saying is, yes, it does work, you just don't pee on your feet enough, is what this answer says.
Well,
to
it's kind of like how they said that, like, the antioxidants in chocolate can make your heart healthier, but it's like the amount of chocolate that you'd have to eat to get those antioxidants, you'd have more negative side effects from the sugar and shit in the chocolate.
I offer myself as a sacrifice. I will eat the chocolate to do the experiment.
He's a little chocolate boy.
Hi, it's me, chocolate boy. I'm numb. I'm 70% dark.
I like it with sea salt.
Sea salt's good. That's probably my favorite chocolate fixin', mixin', chocolate add-on.
Yeah, maybe the occasional like burnt caramel or toffee.
I don't like toffee. Salt. Toffee can fuck right off. Caramel.
It has to be a like a shard of toffee and not like a massive chunk that's gonna get stuck in your teeth, you know?
I don't even like any toffee. Toffee can just seriously fuck off. I don't like it. But caramel can get in there. Then. Do you say caramel or caramel? What'd you just say?
I
broke you. Now you can't say it at all.
Yeah. Fuck.
Fuck. Now it's not a word anymore, it's just sounds. Fuck.
Maybe when the robot apocalypse starts, that's how we break them. You just ask them to pronounce caramel.
You can't do it anymore.
I can't.
You just ask them to pronounce caramel.
And then they all just short
circuit. Caramel. Caramel.
Caramel. Yeah.
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 Yup, yup, yup.
Andy.
I'm still here.
I am going to pay someone to make my design website for me.
Ooh, look at you, outsourcing.
Yep. I am very excited because I haven't had a website in ever. So
you have one. It says, Linda is your friend in design, and it has the incorrect information about your career on it.
Yep, exactly. It's like, Linda is your friend in design. She's just text me.
Hey, look, our website's ridiculously out of date. We haven't updated our website in years, and it's a true embarrassment, so whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to try to convince someone to design it for me. I'll in exchange for dollar bills, of course.
So not just engineering, but design it completely. You want just an art director role at best on this project.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a mood board. I'll give them a full creative brief with the mood board.
I really hope the mood board is just pictures of you. Just... doing stuff like so contrived, pose pictures of you at work, pictures of you looking over someone's shoulder, pointing at a computer screen. It's just like 150 pictures of you on a big file, and it's like, yeah, so what I was thinking was pretty much this.
Any questions?
I think this is pretty, it kind of speaks for itself. So, I mean, I think you pretty much get what I'm going for here.
Yeah, you know, like a really good client.
Yeah, really, really good.
Yeah.
That's exciting, Linda.
Yeah.
So here's my prediction. My prediction is you don't even need a website. Can I just say that? I mean, if you want to do it yeah. for your own exercise, for your own, you know, self emotional well-being, and you want to like, you know, put something out there, that's good and all. But I don't think you need a website. I think you will be buried in requests to work with somebody else once this first request is over. I bet you already have quite a few sitting in your inbox.
Yeah.
Website ain't gonna do nothing.
I'm already full up, but I want a V1. I want like just a regular homepage about page. I want it built in Webflow so that I can update it easily myself. And
this podcast is not brought to you by Webflow.
That is not brought to you by the job I just quit. So. But yeah, I'm going to do a blog too, just in case I ever do feel like writing things. I don't know. Just whatever, wishful thinking, maybe.
You know what they say about blogs? If you build a blog, surely you'll write a bunch of great stuff on it.
Yeah,
that's how every blog has always worked.
I mean, wait, what?
I'm just being sarcastic about how many people think they want a blog and then make a blog and never write anything on it. But
oh yeah, exactly, which is pretty much me.
As long as you know, Linda.
Oh, yeah, I know for sure. That's why I'm like, I'm not saying like, oh, I'm going to have a blog and it's going to be great. I'm like, I'll have a space for that to exist for the one time that I feel inspired when I'm like on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, that's it. And then I just maybe down the road, I'll want to put a few little case studies to better explain what I'm doing. But I got some really great advice from somebody this week to basically just kind of like experiment for the next couple months and do all this stuff that I'm doing with my new client and just see which parts I really, 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 really like. And going forward, like, basically just like don't commit to like a SKU or a package right now.
Yeah, of course.
Don't be like, I sell this bit and this bobble and this widget in the same package.
Look at you calling it a SKU. You're so steeped in the culture, Linda.
What? That's what he called it.
You're deep in the culture, baby.
Whatever. Anyways, so yeah, just figure it out as I go and figure out what I really, really, really like doing with these companies. So
you're going to do great, Linda.
I have a call on Monday I'm really excited about with a client whose brand I really like. And the client that I just started with, I went to San Francisco and met all of them this week, and it was great. And Andy, I'm so high on life.
You're doing great.
Reconnected with some old buds, went on some hikes, saw a bunch of fog and a bunch of deer. It was so cool.
Breathe that fog deep. Was it fog or was it smog?
It was fog.
That's
San Francisco,
good.
It's going to be fog.
They don't have any smoke from wildfires in San Francisco? Too much of a westerly wind?
I feel like I smelled it a couple times while I was there. But no, it was pretty chill.
Did I tell you, I went running here last Wednesday with my neighbor, and we just like, we're both terrible. Like, we both like couldn't run. We had to walk a bunch of times. We were going so slow. It felt awful and really hard for both of us. And we're like, what the heck's going on? Like, do we both like not sleep, or is there like, are we cursed? What's some sort of witch put a hex on us? And then got home and checked. Turns out air quality was horseshit here last Wednesday because of smog from wildfires on the West Coast that had blown all the way across the country.
Wow.
I know. That sounded so patronizing. I know it wasn't, but you were like, wow. Yeah, great.
No, I'm looking up my AccuWeather because I feel like I ignored a notification. And today I couldn't get out of bed till like 10:30. I was just like so tired. And I was like, maybe jet lag. And then
it's probably jet lag. That makes sense.
But I also remember getting one of those air quality things.
Yeah.
Where it's like, don't go outside.
Just don't.
Okay, right now the air quality is fair. The air quality is generally acceptable for most individuals. However, sensitive groups may experience minor to moderate symptoms from long-term exposure
to air. We're doing so good at the globe. We're doing great.
Yeah, we're fucking it up.
Fucking Bezos went to space, didn't even come back like a changed man. Didn't turn it all around up there.
Of course he didn't come back and change,
man. He didn't have an Earthrise moment. I know he wasn't going to, but, you know, maybe. There's like a 2% chance he was going to, like, turn over a new leaf up there.
Donate all his money to a good cause and not just to his own self.
Instead he came back and was like, thanks to all Amazon customers and employees because you paid for this. It's like, yep, that is it. You nailed it.
Wow.
All of your employees paid for you to ride a big old dick to space.
Just want to thank all the people that I underpay.
I would like to thank everyone I exploit. Thank you for continuing to allow me to exploit you because you have no other option.
Don't they have like crying pods at the Amazon warehouses now?
I think they have like meditation isolation pods. The idea being it's for like when you need a break, you're allowed to go in there on your 2 minutes of allotted break time every 45 hours. But people have pointed out that it's a good place to cry. Which, you know, everyone needs a good place to cry at work. So, yeah, that's something.
Yeah. I mean, what do I know? For some people, those jobs might be, like, the best thing that they
Linda,
get to have.
Nope, shut up. I'm not hearing any of that nonsense. Let's stop talking about Bezos and everything that's bad. Let's talk about how I'm going to be in New York. This time next week, we're going to be chilling like a villain.
Well, I'm only saying it because I watched Nomadland, which was sponsored by Amazon somehow.
Why?
Did you watch Nomadland?
No, Hillary watched it. I don't really watch movies.
Well, there's just like a scene where she, you know, she wanders around and she gets odd jobs. And one of the odd jobs that she gets like once a year is the Amazon warehouse job.
Sure, like during the holidays or whatever.
Yeah. That's it.
That's
anyway,
it?
So you're going to come to, that's it, I'm just saying.
Oh, great.
And the movie pulled my heartstrings because she was like, on the phone with her sister, and she's like, no, it's okay, because I got the Amazon thing next month. And I was like,
That is not good. That is not, Amazon is not doing good by putting people in those positions. Like,
right, because they're crushing.
Because it is the only option does not mean that it is a good thing to let people be exploited by this particular thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Bad.
It's true. So you're going to come to New York, and we're going to sing and dance, and we're going to sit in a park and
when
eat
you
food.
Don't know the word to the song, but it goes like this. Yeah, I'm going to be there. It's going
to
be great.
We're going to go to the Noguchi Museum.
Noguchi.
I am going to maybe drive us there.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe.
Are you and Mark not training, not subwaying?
We are, but out there in Queens, it's easy to park.
We're also going to have our car there too, so if that's...
Wait, for Roe?
We're on a road trip.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
It's like
okay.
Don't even listen when I talk to you. We're going to have our car there. We got to figure out where to park it.
You and all my friends.
What, got to figure out where to park your car or got
to
point at the listen?
No, just to that. Yeah.
You listen to the stuff that matters. You listen. Yeah. You're like an emotional listener. You don't listen for details. You're like, I can't be bothered by that. But the emotional message, you hear that loud and clear.
Right, but the details I can't be bothered by until I really need them, and you're like, Linda, I told you 3 times.
Yes, that, yep, yeah.
Yep.
That does happen.
I am frustrating to be involved with.
But you're also fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like a hot, cold situation.
I'm fun and self-aware. So.
Oh, we have so much fun. It's going to be great. I can't wait to go look at museums and make fun of art.
It's going to be so good. I wonder what the weather's going to be like. Ooh,
Hope it's good.
Hope it's not ducky. It will be storming. Fuck.
They don't know this far out. You can't ask them this far
out.
They have no fucking clue.
It says 40% and 30%. It's probably just one of those little summer.
They made all those fucking numbers up. They don't know anything about what's going to happen a week from now.
Well, either way, the high is only getting up to like 81.
That's
so
extremely bearable.
Yes. I'm so glad it's not one of those 95 degree weeks.
Getting rained on by all the AC units on higher floors. All that condensation.
Yep. We don't have AC here.
The flavors of New York. You have AC. You have your window units.
We have window units, yes. Oh, I did an exciting thing today, Andy.
What did you do?
You'd be so proud of me.
I'm going to be so proud. I'm getting ready to be prepared. I'm proud.
Yay. So in our bedroom, there are 2 windows, one of which has the AC unit in it, and the other one has been painted shut since we moved in. And it has bars on it, but we have like a key to the bars to push them off to the side so that you don't have to look like you're in jail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My desk is right next to this window, so I really wanted to like not be looking at those bars. So today I just cut all that paint free and I removed the bars, but in order to remove the bars, I had to remove a big old vine that had grown up in and all this stuff. So it was a little project, but it was a satisfying little home project where it was done in like 20 minutes.
Nice.
And I got a better view. And now I'm trying to figure out how to wash the outside of my upstairs windows. How do you do that?
Oh, we haven't washed our windows, I don't think, since they've been installed, which was 4 or 5 years ago. Okay. I will hire someone to do it whenever I want to wash the windows in the house. I will not do it myself.
Okay. For real?
Yeah, for real.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, most of my windows I can access either by like climbing out the window onto the roof, the window is above, or by climbing onto the roof. But there's one window I cannot access I can't access it at all. I need to get like a 20-foot ladder to get to that window.
Right. So that's what I'm dealing with.
I would just hire someone to do it. But if you have one window, I don't know. If it's a sliding 2-pane window, right, where you can like slide it up and open.
Yeah. And we have 2 of those.
And can you slide the top down as well, or just the bottom up?
Oh, I think you can. Yeah.
Because if you can do that, you can a lot of times like, you know, configure it in a way that you can basically clean the outside from the inside just by opening them in a series of like open the bottom first and reach what you can, then open the top and reach what you can.
Yeah.
Then like make the panes cross. So like the bottom becomes the top and the top becomes the bottom, and then do the same thing. You can do it like that if you want.
Maybe I'll do that. That's a great idea.
But clean windows make a big difference. You don't notice how dirty a window is until you clean the window. I mean, you're like,
that's
oh, wow.
The thing. That's what I was thinking today. I was like, why does it always feel kind of like dirty and grimy when I look out my window? And I was like, the bars. That's a big one. So
and then you got
that.
The bars out of the way and you're like, fuck.
And I was like, oh, this is kind of dirty. Like, you can tell that they cleaned it before we moved in. Like, it's not like years of buildup, but it's just like, you know, it's enough.
We got years of buildup over here. Though I don't think our windows probably get as dirty as your windows do because you're in the heart of the big city. You
I'm
got so
Brooklyn.
Many taxi cabs and fire
hey,
trucks and fucking cars just driving around spewing exhaust all over your windows.
Pollution.
Getting all over there.
That was good.
Was it good? I don't know.
I think so. I don't know.
Our improv group has not been successful as of yet.
Well, someday. I'm looking for ways to be funny again.
I think you're funny, Linda.
Thank you.
Funny looking.
Why?
I got Hillary yesterday with the, she was singing along to a song. I was like, who sings this song? She was like, oh, Japanese Breakfast. And I was like, let's keep it that way, babe. Roasted her.
Roasted.
She had nowhere to go.
I think I'm going to grill food tonight.
Nice. Get some veggies on there. Throw some squash.
Yeah.
Some zucchini.
Yeah,
what you got?
I don't have any good veggies, but I have some meat and I have some really good lettuce. So I might just make a nice little salad. Ooh, with grilled peaches. That's what I'll do. Yep.
Your southern charm coming out.
There it is.
You can take the girl out of Atlanta, but you can't take the Atlanta out of the girl.
That's right.
Cut to you throwing some big old caked up peaches on that grill.
Caked up peaches.
Slap them around.
Just motorboating those peaches.
You open the grill and you're like, fuck, those peaches are so goddamn juicy.
So juicy.
Burying your face in it.
Well, that feels like a good note to end it on.
Yeah, I think we pretty much nailed it. Did you watch I Think You Should Leave season 2?
I will watch that.
Did you watch? Yeah, I'm sure you watched season 1, right? We have talked about it. I Think You Should Leave, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so. I have to like look at it to remember. I have consumed way too much content this year.
Okay. Well, it's the Tim Robinson show, and this is a new season that came out like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm sure you watched it already, probably. But if you haven't...
I'm sure I have.
If you haven't, you should.
Oh, that one! Yes.
Coffin Flops, you know, that stuff.
All right, cool.
All right, enjoy your evening of grilling, Linda. I'm going to get out of the tub because I'm getting pruny. I love you so much. I'll see you so soon!
I know, I can't wait.
It's going to be so good.
Yay.
Bye, friend.
Bye.